Om Shanti. Good morning. So today's topic of discussion is chop wood, carry water. This is a Zen proverb. 1000 years ago this proverb was spelled. And Zen is a school of Mahayana Buddhism that originated in China in Tang Dynasty as Chan Buddhism. And the term Zen is derived from Japanese pronunciation of the Middle East, Middle Chinese word Chan. So these Zen, they emphasizes on rigorous self-control, they practice meditation, and they have insight into Buddha nature. So this is a 1000 year old Zen proverb. The proverb is, before enlightenment, chop wood and carry water. After enlightenment, chop wood and carry water. Simple meaning of the term is, before coming into knowledge, you chop wood and carry water. After coming into knowledge, Baba's knowledge, chop wood and carry water. So the basic action of chopping, cutting. In olden days, they used to chop wood. Why they used to chop wood? To create a warm environment in the warm environment with the wood by burning it, or it was used for cooking. And carry water was like provided water for the drinking for the family. And these two actions are very important for the sustenance of the family. And in today's world also, these two basic actions are carried out, but it is in a different way. So this is a there is a famous Zen story which has come in the book Zen Mind, Zen Horses. There is a student who goes to the great master and he asks the great master, "What do I do, master, for enlightenment?" So his master says, "Chop wood and carry water." So the student goes back and for 10 years he does this, chop wood and carry water. After 10 years he comes back to the master and asks him that, "I did what you said, chop wood and carry water, but I have still not achieved enlightenment." So his master says, "Chop wood and carry water." He goes back and after 10 years again he comes back and he tells his master that, "I have achieved enlightenment. Now what should I do?" So his master replies, "Now still chop wood and carry water." So in that book, it's actually about horse riding and people who have won the race there. So he mentions that people who do horse riding, even after achieving success in the life, they still take out their horse every day in the morning, and their morning begins by taking the horse for riding outside, so that the muscles of the horses are supple and loose, and they still go on forward. Why? To achieve success next time. So basically the meaning of this proverb is, before coming into knowledge and after coming into knowledge, chop wood and carry water. The meaning is that before coming in knowledge, we were doing our daily activities, our daily course, you know, and we were doing lot of things. We were praying to God, some of us were searching God and following religious practices, doing rituals. Same after coming into knowledge, do all these things, do not leave anything, but now do it in a very do it in a higher conscious stage, do it in an elevated form with proper understanding and understanding the depth of everything. So before coming into knowledge we were doing these things, after coming into knowledge also we will do all these things, but now we have a different outlook towards life, a different perspective towards everything what we are doing. But why this proverb was spelled? Many of us get caught up into the end results of enlightenment. Like we work towards something and after achieving that we stop there only. We don't go forward. But the process is never lost, and you have to keep on doing to go forward in life. So no matter how small the task is, but practicing with mindfulness and focusing on the work what we are doing brings about the best results. And there is another Zen philosophy which says, the way a person does one thing is the way he does everything. So if you do one thing best with your best, then you do everything with your best. So and once you finally achieve this enlightenment, you still must chop wood and carry water, once you have achieved success, very good, now you do it again. So you have to live a life. It's not that you have shunned the world and you are now secluded from the world. It's not like that. Follow your daily routine, meet the challenges, face the situations, but now with a different perspective, different outlook, with an elevated feeling. So in other words, after attaining enlightenment, one should still carry on with the daily life, but in a transformed manner and an insightful manner. And we realize one thing, that it is not the action which is important what we are doing, but with the intention what we are doing, the attention what we pay, and the awareness behind it, whatever we are doing. And we are taking all these actions to a very higher plane. Maybe our actions may be very simple, but now we are doing with a very elevated feeling. So now some examples for this. Like example, in our daily routine we were cooking, you know, before coming into Gyan and after coming into Gyan. So before if I give an example of cooking, then we were cooking, we were going to the market, getting vegetables, cooking in hurry, no thought, not paying attention to thoughts. And now, when I do cooking, after coming into knowledge, how much attention we pay while cooking, how much attention is there on the thought that I am preparing for Baba, I am preparing in God's remembrance, I am charging everything what I put in the vessel, salt, turmeric or any spice I put, I charge it with positive energy and my food is charged with all positivity. So these are the things I pay attention to. When the food is cooked, I take it in a plate, I first meditate over it, I offer to Baba, then in remembrance of Baba, I eat the food, right? And before coming into Gyan also, I was cooking and eating. After coming into Gyan also, I am cooking and eating in a different form. So now I think chop wood and carry water is clear what it is. So then second is like cleaning the house, cleaning the clothes, and before also I was doing. But now when I clean my clothes, I am in a soul conscious stage that I am cleaning all the dirt from my soul today. And I am cleaning the house, I am cleaning all the vices. So these are the practices we do when we clean our house or clean our clothes. Every day morning we get ready. Every day morning every one of us stand in front of mirror. So basically before coming into knowledge, we were decorating ourselves with powder and putting jewelries and making our hairstyle, putting fancy shoes. But after coming into knowledge, I dress up in a spiritual way. What it would be? That I wear self-respect, swaman, right? That I am going to practice this self-respect throughout the day. I don't put kajal in the eyes, but I put a mercy towards people I meet today. Empathy, like if I take myself, I put empathy towards patients whom I am going to meet today, whom I am going to treat today. And then earrings, we put earrings. But now I would lend my ears to needy people, listen to them, solve their problems. I don't wear fancy shoes and walk, but I walk in a angelic form. I would walk like a princess today. These are my higher conscious stage today when I get ready. Then prayers. Many of us pray before coming into knowledge and many of us leave it. And there are some of them who still pray. There was one sister who said that I still like to pray to God because there is a feeling of gratitude, there is a feeling of thankfulness. He is my God and I don't feel ashamed to bow down in front of Him. So I still pray. So see, the elevated feeling, the higher consciousness, she has taken her thoughts to such a higher plane that I still pray, but I pray with this thought. Then putting bindi, tilak. Many of them put tilak, bindi still now. But now there is a meaning to it that I am in a soul conscious stage. Then going to temples, churches, people who stay, means outside Madhuban in society, you have to follow that to show people. So still going to temples and churches, but now the attitude is not raising our hands and praying to God and asking and begging from Him, but actually doing meditation and coming to His level, becoming like Him. Then like we are making ordinary things into elevated forms. Then situations coming. Before knowledge also, situations were coming in my life, right? And we know that when situations come, we used to search for support. We used to go to our support, who is my support group. I would beg, I would ask help for them. I would ask them lend their shoulders to cry. And this was the situation before coming into knowledge. But when we come into knowledge, we know that God is standing with his thousand arms for me, and I can go and approach him. Now I would search my answers in Murli. I would search answers in my classes. I would churn. So there is lot of independence in life now. So same way, situations, challenges also. Now also challenges come, before also challenges come. We all know that when before challenges came, we were very fearful that what would happen, what is next, what is this happening to me. But now we face challenges with lot of zeal, enthusiasm and courage. We know that we are very elevated souls, we are God's children, and we can face anything in life. Diseases. We all face diseases before coming to knowledge, after coming into knowledge. And how was the situation before? We would fear what next would happen. Does this disease have any cure? But now we know that accounts are settling, you know, and diseases are coming and they will go. Yesterday I met a brother. He's very young, and one report has come and another report is going to come after 10 days. And it's like we are standing in the middle and we don't know whether that is a cancer or not. It's like that. But his stage is very elevated. He said that when they put me in the CT scan machine, I took grace from Baba and I told myself that I'm going to accept the situation whatever it is. And he's so young. I have already accepted the situation. No matter what happens, I have to accept. No. So I said yes. So see, the way we see and look at the disease, our perspectives have changed now. There are so many examples in Brahmin family where we work in hospitals, so we see how their stage is. Like one brother met with an accident, like Shambhai had discussed last time, I think he shared. That brother said that, good, I met with an accident here. If I would have met with an accident in my Laukik family, who was there to take care of me? Here all my friends are there to take care of me. And now he's going to be bedridden for the next 2 weeks also. But see how he's looking towards his disease now. Then listening to someone's problem. People were coming to us and telling their problems. And we were hearing to them, but a lot of negativity was there. If someone would come and share their problem to me, their gossiping would start, or we would say, "Acha," like that, and the conversation goes on. But now we are more solution oriented. We are more detached observer to the problem which comes in front of us. Then seeing patients, like for myself, when we were in medical college and when we were seeing patients, it was more of learning from patients, that this patient will teach me this, this patient will teach me this, medical illnesses. But now the hand is not like that, but the hand is like this. We are more of giving now, that every soul is coming in pain and sorrow to me, and I am going to give something to them. What I have got from Baba, I will give it to them. So, lot of actions have changed. So now it is clear, I think. So, alongside this, doing what I don't like to do also breaks the ego. See, before, people who come in knowledge and who are working in a higher position, like engineers, doctors, you know, but you must have seen at your centers also, and in Madhuban also we see. Engineers, doctors, at their place they are at very high position, but when they come to Baba's house, they might stand here in literature and give books. They might go to roti department and make chapatis there, or they would stand serving food. So ego also breaks. One of my colleagues, when he was in Mumbai, he was studying, and during Shivratri there is a divider at Cherni Road, and he was sitting on that divider and giving pamphlets of Shivratri and explaining Gyan to people. And suddenly, to his surprise, his HOD came there, head of department, and he said, "What you are doing here?" And he was not embarrassed at all, but he said, and they knew that he is from Brahma Kumaris. And he started giving the pamphlet to him, HOD, imagine, you would feel so ashamed sitting in that white izar kurta and not in your formals and sitting on the divider on footpath. And he started giving knowledge to his sir there. And he said, I was so intoxicated that time. So your ego also breaks when you come into knowledge. So chop wood, carry water is also about being very present in the moment and not much about thinking about the past or the future. So what is essential for here and now are more than that, putting in your whole being into what you do. So then each moment becomes rich and valuable. Whatever now we are doing in Baba's remembrance. So all our thoughts are concentrated, elevated and with a higher consciousness. And chop wood, carry water doesn't mean that before enlightenment you do and after enlightenment you get others to do it. No, it's not like that. It is more of self-reliance, autonomy and independence are exercised when we do our daily routines. Also, we understand karma philosophy. We don't take service from people because we know we don't want to create an account with them. And lot of things would come in this karma philosophy, and I understand this, that with my every action, with my every deed, with my every word, I am creating a karma with somebody. So we pay lot of attention to our karmas also when we come in knowledge. And above that all, we also renounce ego. We also renounce the glory of name and fame. We renounce all these things. We are not interested in name and fame after coming into knowledge. And before coming into knowledge, we were doing everything for that. And if you think more deep into this topic, it's more getting involved in the world rather than being secluded or isolating yourself and sitting and doing meditation or tapasya. It's more getting involved in the world and helping the world now, because you have achieved something now. And enlightenment is not just destination, but it is now a beginning of another journey. After we come into knowledge, now we get an aim of our life, that these are the things I will do for the world and how I will serve the world. And it is one of the method of becoming awake towards our responsibilities also. And it is our duty to share to the world what we know now. Like there is a saying, no, if you light one candle, that candle will light another and another. So that is how we spread the knowledge. And we know that now we are staying in this world, but we do not belong to this world now. We will do all the actions, all the services, but now the worldly things will not touch me. So all our actions will be humbled now. So this is chop wood and carry water. There is also a book written, Chop Wood and Carry Water, How to Fall in Love with the Process of Becoming Great. So one of Joshua Metcalf has written a book also on this. So this is before enlightenment, chop wood, carry water, and after enlightenment, chop wood and carry water. Thank you.